Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's Thursday at 11 o'clock. It is one of our favorite times of the week because Chris Hoke is in studio with us for the entire hour. Chris Hoke is brought to you by Greater Pittsburgh Plumbing. And Chris is a former Steeler. I was wondering maybe if he wouldn't show up today, show your face out in public, because Mike Tomlin talked about the stench the other day.
Yeah.
Man, it goes a long way.
I was wondering why you were plugging your nose when I walked in, that stench that come from being a former Steeler. But, you know, the great thing about a stench is that you're able to wash that off and start anew the next week and get back on the winning ways.
Was it as bad as it looked for you? I mean,
yeah. I mean, listen, it wasn't their best performance. It's probably the worst performance that we've seen in a while. But there's an opportunity for improvement this week, right? And I think with putting the pads back on in practice and working on fundamentals, sometimes you need a wake up call like this to reset and say we've got to be better. And when you're winning, sometimes you overlook some of the weaknesses you have and some of the struggles on your team. When you get beat this bad, there's no way to overlook it.
Chris, are they good enough to rebound? I mean, people say the effort wasn't there, this wasn't there. How about the talent on the field? Yeah. Maybe that isn't good enough. Your heart might be in the right place, but your body doesn't let you do it.
Well, you definitely have a point there, and there's a lot of guys, and we're seeing this week, right? We have more guys going on the COVID reserve list. We don't know what's going to happen with TJ Watt. We don't know what's going to happen. Now we see Spillane, even though he's out with a knee injury, he's on the COVID reserve list. And are we going to get Joe Hayden back? Are we going to get some of these guys that we really need to rely on to turn the ship? But the reality right now is, you know, some of these issues we had was with your regulars in there on Sunday. You go back and look at the film and some of those big plays, the 25-yard run was on the first drive of the game, and you had a lot of your horses in there. And so, you know, everybody's got to improve. And it's a moment where everybody's just got to take a gut check, look themselves in the mirror and say, am I doing enough? Am I doing what's expected of me? And the only ones that know is that individual himself and those guys in that locker room.
Hi, Hokie.
How you doing, buddy?
I've never been better. I was ordering us grilled cheeses. Will you partake?
I love
you like grilled cheese?
Back when I was a kid, grilled cheese and
we're not getting food otherwise, so Starkey's rising.
I'm treating
to the
for
occasion.
Lunch today. Four grilled cheeses with chips. You like that?
You're so kind.
Thank you.
You're always so kind.
It's a nice ring you have on there today.
Just thought I'd bring it in.
You don't wear that every day, do you?
Well, I was doing a thing down at Heinz Field this morning.
Which one is that?
Super Bowl 43.
Could I borrow that for the day?
You can look at it for the day.
Look at that thing, Ron.
How do you lift up your arm?
Well, my bicep was feeling a little weak. I needed to get some workout in.
My God, it looks like it weighs 10 pounds.
Bigger than the national deficit. I don't know how you wear that thing around all the time.
How often do you break it out? Oh, I haven't worn this ring in a while. I was doing a thing at Heinz Field this morning with Arthur Motes, and so I put it on just for the.
Were you showing off a little bit or what?
You know, every once in a while you gotta show off, right? Why not? I mean, Starkey does it every day.
That's right, with his haircut. You like that?
How do you like his hair?
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yeah,
as
you look good though. You look good. Something big's
don't
going on.
Don't lie to him. He doesn't look good.
Is there some big event?
No,
tonight,
I just exercised yesterday for the first time in days.
I was noticing it. A little sparkle.
Yeah, all the way around.
Don't lie to him.
And I'm
Chris.
In the Christmas spirit. All of a sudden, everything's good.
The weather outside is frightful.
Can we sing to Ron this year?
Yeah, we can today. I'd love to.
Yeah.
See, the Christmas tree right outside the window here, so it's a beautiful day.
I'm feeling it today for the first time.
Yeah.
Well, Hokie, I don't know. What about giving up 533 yards the week before? Wasn't that a wake-up call? I just don't think they could beat the Ravens, don't get me wrong. But right before you came in, Ron and I were talking about last year's Steelers defense and what they did in Baltimore. Even though they gave up a lot of yards rushing, they had two it. He had three tackles for loss, two sacks that day. Bud Dupree had a sack and a forced fumble. Spillane had a really good game that day. Other guys. And then we were going back to your teams.
Yeah.
We were going back to the time they beat the Ravens in 2016 with Antonio and Le'Veon and a younger, more lethal Ben and Ryan Shazier. This team just isn't very good.
Yeah, this right now, they don't have the talent, I think, to play at that level that you're talking about, right? When you talk about those guys, there were special players on those teams, and there are special players here, but not the abundance that we had back then on those teams. Are you have guys that are just haven't reached the potential yet of where you'd like to see them play. Wake up call. I mean, here's what happens, Starkey. You go out and you play against the Chargers, but you almost win. So you come back, and it's almost like a false sense of, hey, we almost won this game, even though we gave up 41 points. We almost won that game, and oh, it was a blown coverage. So, you know, if we wouldn't have given up that blown coverage, we would have won that game. This is a game where you can't say, oh, it was a blown coverage. It was, just a mental mistake. I mean, that's like Coach Tomlin said. The Bengals got after the Steelers on both sides of the ball where it matters most. I mean, everybody talks about a quarterback, and talks about a running back, and you talk about big-time corners. At the end of the day, the games are won and lost in the trenches, and that's what we saw on Sunday.
That's what Tomlin said afterwards. Do you like the fact that these practice yesterday was tougher, the pads were on? Pads a-popping, as Keith Jackson would say.
I love it.
I mean, that's not a typical coach's reaction, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure Cowher did that to you guys once or twice.
Well, it was different, though, when Cowher was here, right? We could practice.
Right.
And so we could be in December, and we could go full pads Wednesday and Thursday, Cookie. And what we would do is a lot of times we go out in full pads and do individual and full pads. We carry our pads, we call it. And then we do a first period, 9-on-7, which is like a hard inside run drill, good on good. And then we take the pads off. What happens is when you don't go full pads, bad habits start to creep in, right? You start to stand up instead of keeping your pad level low. You don't play as hard. Your footwork is a little off. The tempo is a little off because the speed's not the same, right? If you're a veteran player and you're, you know what it takes to win, you know what it takes to win down in and down out, in practice it shows up when you go helmets. You force yourself to stay low. I remember Coach Mitchell, I still have it ringing in my mind. He said, when he knew we weren't going pads, he would say, we don't get blocked. Even if we're not in full pads, we don't get blocked. He would force us to keep our pad level down. He would force us to play with good technique and practice. And the tendency happens with younger guys who haven't learned how to win, haven't learned how to practice in the NFL in helmets, is bad habits creep in. And when they creep in practice, they creep in on Sunday.
Is the story true that in the year that you guys won all your games
05.
After 05, yeah, on the way to beating Seattle, that one of the keys to that was Cowher going back to pads?
Well, I mean, that was 05. That was the year when we lost three in a row, right? And then we ended up winning the last four?
Yes.
I think we did go back to pads. But, again, we weren't in pads all practice. And the reality is now everybody lives by the same rules, right? Everybody lives by the same rules. So I think a lot of it, too, is the younger guys buying into understanding how important it is to be focused and take advantage of every single snap in practice. And, you know, when you have comments about music and you have comments, veteran, there's a disconnect between the veteran players and the younger players. And you've got to learn that when you go out in the field, when your number is called and you take the field for practice, that snap needs to be the most important snap of that day. And the next snap needs to be the most important snap because everything is cumulative and it adds up to what the product you're going to put on Sunday on the field. And so if you go and just go to get through practice, oh, it's helmets today. It's helmets today. So it's a walkthrough. Mentally, you're gonna lax a little bit. And you got to take that snap, whether you're on the field taking that snap or you're back watching as a backup or maybe you're a starter and you're out for a couple snaps. You've got to take that mental snap. And maybe the message I feel that we're getting is people talking about practice is it's a little more laxed and needs to be just ratcheted up.
But isn't this the same with everybody, though, right? I mean, nobody's allowed to hit more than what they're hitting. Some teams do it better than others,
but
is this team not mentally tough?
No, but listen, here's the reality, right? I think a lot of the teams have this issue. I mean, look at the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens have, they're not the Ravens of old. They have a game-changer generational player at quarterback. He could throw four picks in a game and still come down and throw two unbelievable throws and win the game, right?
But aren't they not the Ravens of old mostly because there's no Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and people
like
that.
I'll tell you what, Patrick Queen's going to look, he's not Ray Lewis right now, but he looks like he's a big time bona fide talent. Yeah, they don't have those kind of players. But I there's a mentality on these teams, right? The Ravens' mentality, I mean, their mold or their stick is exactly what it is for the Steelers. I mean, that's why when we played each other in those 2000s, in those years, when our team was really, really good and we were going to AFC Championship games almost every other year, right? They were doing the same because we had the same identity. We wanted to line up and we wanted to push you around. We wanted to bully you on the field. And we wanted to run the ball down your throat and make you like it. And then we wanted to shut down the run and get after you in our blitz packages and make you make mistakes throwing the ball. That's why we had the same thing. But they're not having the same production as well. So I think this is something across a board in the NFL. The problem is – not the problem. What I'm seeing – here in Pittsburgh, we're not used to this kind of play. In other cities, they've probably seen that over the years. We're not used to seeing this kind of play where we're being pushed around.
You mentioned Queen of Baltimore. Isn't he what Devin Bush is supposed to be? You know, running from sideline to sideline, making plays. You were critical of Devin Bush. A lot of other people have been.
Yeah.
Again, you didn't see anything you liked from him on Sunday, did you?
Not really. And listen, Patrick Queen, I mean, he plays like his hair's on fire. I mean, the guy is flying.
That's what Bush was brought in here to do.
That's what you want. And listen, I've been thinking a lot about this because I knew this was going to come up. I thought it was going to be one of the first questions that Starkey asked me was about Devin. And people beat him up a little bit and piled on him. You go back and watch the film, and it doesn't make you feel any better. There's one thing that you go out there and you get blocked, right? There's one thing you go out there and you get beat. Another thing, when you watch the film, and listen, when you have a trained eye, I watched film for a lot of years. I know when a guy is going hard. I know when a guy is pulling off. I know when a guy is fighting. He's getting blocked, but he's fighting like mad to get off that block. And I know when a guy is just accepting a block. And those are the hard things to watch, is when what your eye is telling you. And the eye in the sky doesn't lie, guys. The eye in the sky doesn't lie. You can say all you want, but when you put on that film, that's the story. And when you watch it and you see a guy and listen, the other guys made mistakes too. Listen, it wasn't just Devin Bush that made mistakes out there. The problem is that we're watching and there's a lack of effort. The lack of effort. And so it makes you feel like there's a lack of caring. And so that's the struggle that I think a lot of these former players have. There are guys out there across the board who are getting beat. Like Coach Tomlin's always favorite thing is there's popcorn. It's not always the same guy. Devin Bush is that guy a lot of the times. But I think there's different plays at different areas. There are struggles at all positions.
Chris Hoke with us for the entire hour, as he is every Thursday. He's brought to you by Greater Pittsburgh Plumbing. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. You can follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer with locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. And right now it's 11:13, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. Man, that game against the Bengals, watching that defense was just depressing. Almost as depressing as watching the offense.
Well,
I don't know which was worse in the game for you.
It felt like defensively we were one step behind the whole game. I feel like we were one step behind. And they did a good job. Listen, they came to that game.
Is
and
Cincinnati
got
for real?
Listen, if they play like that, if they can run the ball like Joe Mixon ran the ball, and that's what happened was that first drive they came down the field and they marched down the field running the football. They took it to the Steelers. And then they came out and he was able to throw the ball and these guys were open. And now you're on your heels. So right. I think it's a little uglier. I mean, it's ugly, but then it feels uglier because now you're on your heels and now you're playing, is it run or pass? If I overplay the run, they're going to open up on the pass, but I overplay the pass and open and now everything's in question and you're not trusting your keys. And so that's what they just got after the Steelers from the very first drive. And then they picked the ball off on that first drive when Ben went down and scored. But then if you watch those two goal line plays, when they ran the ball within the 5-yard line, the defense played well. They shut down the two runs and put pressure on the Joe Burrow on the third play, held him to a field goal. Things just unraveled, and Cincinnati built momentum that the Steelers couldn't stop.
All right, Chris, we'll get to the beast that is Lamar Jackson and the good and some of the bad that he brings, because he's been throwing a lot of picks, but The Steelers have done a pretty good job of containing him. Pretty good job. The end of last season's game in Baltimore, it seems like he started to find it. But we'll talk about that, the keys to controlling him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Next. You can watch live video of what's going on in the studio. Take a look at 93.7thefan.com. Go to shows. Go to live video. 93.7 The Fan is your chance to win tickets to the recently announced return of Billy Joel to PNC Park, August 11, 2022. Tickets on sale right now. Details on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Chris Hoke in studio, Super Bowl champion, wearing the ring today.
That baby is heavy.
How do you lift that? It weighs about 30 pounds.
You and I couldn't lift that.
No, that's why I was going to offer you guys to wear it, but I thought there's no way.
We're too weak and lame.
I'm jealous of that thing. All right. Lamar Jackson coming off a four-interception game in which he was also spectacular. He was. Yeah. He was great and he was horrible. How do you deal with this guy?
I'll tell you, you just got to limit him, and you got to hope that you can limit his big plays. I mean, you talk about last week, and I know the Steelers have had success against him I think he's played four games against the Steelers and had a lot of success against the Steelers. But last week, the thing that's concerning, as if you're a coach or a player or someone who is involved in breaking this thing down, is look at Lamar last week, Joe. He had four picks. I mean, he had three picks in the last.
Said he played like a junior high school kid.
It was bad. It was about as bad as he's played in his career. He had three picks in the last few minutes of that first half, right? And they had the one that was tipped. But other than that, they were just bad throws. But the guy finds a way to make plays when he needs to. And those throws that he threw to Mark Andrews there at the end of the game to score that touchdown, to really have the decisive touchdown, he got bought time. He pulled around, he just ran around. Nobody could catch him, and he tossed the ball down the field. And that's the scary thing about this guy, is that he could play horribly for a whole game and then make plays to beat you at the end. And that's because I think also that Ravens defense is starting to play pretty well. They're the worst passing defense in the NFL. I mean, they got a lot of injuries, but I think they're only giving up a touchdown a game right now. I mean, that's not a lot. And not a lot of points.
I mean, Jackson just was so critical of himself. But, I mean, how about that tight end? How good is he?
He's great.
Andrews is, I mean, those plays were great on Lamar's part. But how about the other side of that? What he's a force. Who's going to cover him?
Well, that's the problem. You know, you look at it, and you know Devin Bush was kind of the guy that was drafted to cover a tight end, but there's a little size of disadvantage there for the Steelers. But do you put Minka on him and then have Minka cover him? I don't think it's going to be like Coach Tomlin says. I don't think it's just going to be one guy. I think it's going to be a team effort. And they may go man on him one time, and they may have a guy run with them and have a guy over the top. They may run guys at him, but it's going to be an all out effort to stop him. But then you got to be very careful what you do, because then you don't want to expose yourself to Lamar, because Lamar will run to the drop of a hat. And this guy can he can run down the field and his head on that goalpost before you can blink.
Forget about winning. How do you even compete if T.J. Watt doesn't play? And I don't think he was very good the other day. He was probably still hurt. I think he had one tackle or something. I didn't hardly notice him.
Yeah, I think it was –
but every game they've lost this year, he hasn't played or left early.
Yeah, it was a tough one for him. And you have to believe that he's not healthy out there, and he played a lot of snaps, but just you have to believe that knee is not allowing him to push off.
And now I don't know how he plays with COVID. I mean, you know, Ben went right to the wire, and Ben was diagnosed a couple days earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but you know, of course, you need a healthy T.J. Watt to turn this thing around. You know, how are they going to compete? Listen, if there wasn't a chance for them to win, they wouldn't play on Sunday. There's always a chance to win, and I think the Steelers are going to make this thing interesting. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. There's a lot of pride on that team, and I do not believe them coming home for this game that it's going to be a blowout. I think it's still going to be a tight Steeler-Ravens game. What concerns me is, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself here, but then you turn around and play a Ravens game. We already know that we don't know how that's going to turn out, but we already know that the record for the Steelers and the record for the Ravens after a Steeler-Ravens showdown is not very good the following week, and they got to turn around 4 days later and
go
play
to Minnesota.
Down up in Minnesota in the dome there. I mean, this is a tall task for the Steeler team.
And the Vikings have the Lions, which isn't quite the same task as the Ravens. So Lamar he's been sacked 30 times, 12 picks. There's stuff to be had there, but I don't know if there's no T.J. Watt if you can have it. And then there's the running game. He's their leading rusher by a million miles.
Yep.
He's got 400 more yards than the next guy. Their running game's taken a dip, but it's still one of the best in the league.
Still good. I mean, listen, Devontae Freeman's still running 4.3 yards a carry, right? I can't give you the positive run rate, but I can give you the 4.3 yards a carry. But, you know, like Lamar Jackson. I mean, the guy, you have to focus on him, and that's what opens up that. Because they're running true RPOs, right? We kind of get this, you know, the Steelers are running RPOs, but there's no really a run option with Ben. You have that run option now with Lamar Jackson where he's going to keep the ball, and that's scary. Also, when he drops back and throws the ball, you know, you leave – if you don't have this kind of – if you don't close the rushing lanes on the pass and you leave anything open like they did against Justin Herbert 2 weeks ago, he's gonna take off, and it's going to be tough.
I know you watch – you pour over the Steelers. Have you watched any of the Ravens this week? We had a guy on from Baltimore, didn't give Al Villanueva a real big – review. Said he's really struggling. He said you almost can count on him giving up a sack and a hold every game. What are you seeing from Big Al?
Well, listen, Al's not playing his best ball. I think Al's still playing. I don't think he's one of the worst left tackles in the NFL. I still think he's middle of the road. I mean, last week he played against Myles Garrett. Everybody gets owned by Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's a man among boys a lot of the time. And what I'm seeing too is, you know, Al is getting beat on some of these inside moves, and he's overshooting a little bit, maybe because he's overcompensating for not getting out of the hole as quick as he used to. And so he's overshooting, and then he's getting beat on the inside, and that guard and him are on the same page. And it's interesting because they have given up a lot of sacks, and usually Lamar Jackson's able to elude those. I think he holds on to the ball a lot. You watch the film. He holds on to that ball for a long time. And a lot of times those sacks are coverage sacks.
So the Steelers, we've talked about their issues stopping the run. They've also, as we saw with Herbert a couple weeks ago, and Burrow, really, they're susceptible against the pass. And Andrews is great, but their leading receiver is Marquise Brown. It seems like he's come into his own. And then Bateman, the kid they drafted, he's only played six games, but he's got 25 catches. He averages 300 yards. He looks like he's an emerging weapon. So there's concerns in the passing game down the field.
There is. And listen, if they could stop the run and make Lamar Jackson throw the ball, That's a win for the Steelers because he's going to throw you the ball, right? He's going to throw you the football, and he makes some great plays. But then he also does some boneheaded things that that quarterbacks that you know that aren't as polished at throwing the ball. And so with him, that would be my focus if I was the Steelers, is to limit the run game, try to bottle him and not let him get out of the pocket. We could do this mush rush kind of thing that we used to do, just kind of close it, let it close in on him, and make him throw the football. And he'll give you the ball. But you're right, he has Marquise Brown, who's really starting to come on this year. They're really excited about him and his growth. And then the rookie, they're really – so they've got some weapons that they haven't had, because the Ravens haven't always been known for their receivers.
No, they haven't. Their running game.
They've been known for their running game and for their tight ends.
Now, are they – the record is what it is. Are they good? Are they resilient? Are they lucky? Man, they've pulled out games where they've been double digits down. How often can you keep doing that?
Well, I think there is some luck to it, Cookie, right?
There's 66-yard field goal.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that guy, too. What a weapon.
I mean, unbelievable.
He is. But
the guy's money.
I mean, they pulled out games that they probably had no right to win.
Yeah, and that is the mark of a good team, right? A team that just – even if – it's been well documented, a lot of the players they've lost. I mean, they lost, Gus Edwards. They lost J.K. Dobbins. They lost – Marcus Peters. I mean, those are just a few guys, and they've lost a long list of people. These are star players on their team, and they're still finding ways to win, which shows me that this is still the core of the team is tough, and they're physical, and they practice that way. And because good teams find a way to win and overcome weaknesses and overcome challenges they face in a game.
Well, I want to talk about the Ravens' defense coming up, but first the Steelers' offensive line. Is anything going to change here? Are they getting better? Are these guys running in place? Are they getting worse? What about Zach Banner?
Yeah. Well, listen, first of all, my feeling is if Zach Banner, if they felt that he was better than those two, Chooks and Dan Moore Jr., he'd be playing. So in my mind, they feel like he's not better than they are. That's to me, in a situation when you've lost, you haven't won in 3 weeks, and you lost the way you lost, and how you've played. If he was better, he'd be out there. So if something tells me that they believe that he's not better than Dan Moore Jr., or he's not better than Chooks. What was the other question? Remind me of the question, the other one.
Are they getting better or worse?
Off the line. No, I feel like they are getting. I watched the film, and they're physical. They're coming off the ball. And it's still, again, it's not one guy. I think Kendrick Green is getting better. Right? I do think that Kendrick Green is getting better at center. He's not getting knocked back as much. I mean, everyone wants to talk about 2 weeks ago against the Chargers. He got blown back into
in his lap.
Yeah. But then it happens to other guys and nobody says something.
Happened with Dan Moore on the interception this week.
It happened with Trey Turner this week. He got knocked right back into Ben. It happened to BJ Finney. But it's a bigger deal when it's Kendrick Green because he was a guard in college. And so, sometimes these things kind of get, hyper polarized. And are really blown up. And so you look at Kendrick, I think he's getting better. I think for me, one of his weaknesses is that he's over aggressive at times and he overshoots his block and he allows people to come back door. If you want people to come back door, you really got to reroute him. He's overshooting it and allowing guys to come straight down the line and not be rerouted. And so he's got to have some controlled aggression in his blocks. But I feel like he's getting better. I think Dan Moore Jr., I think the guy, he's seeing the best pass rushers, on the team every single week. And I feel like he's gotten better. He's given up some plays as a rookie, and that's what's going to happen, Joe, when you play rookies. You have to take your lumps, and you have to live with them.
How big of a step back was this for Ben? Pretty excited about his performance against the Chargers, the second half, the fourth quarter. How big of a step back was this?
Well, it's just tough because the picks that were thrown, and we don't know exactly what happened with him, the miscommunication there with him and
sure looked
Chase
like Claypool ran the wrong route.
But then you have just some people thinking the opposite, thinking that Ben should have seen him cut inside and lead him. So you just don't know. And there is a mindset and mentality that when there was a play like that was a miscommunication between the quarterback and the receiver, 90% of the time.
Arians once told me all the time. He said the quarterback knows the offense.
He's a quarterback guy.
He is. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know exactly what happened, but, I think there's arguments on both sides, and I don't know if it'll ever come out because, like it should, that stuff stays in the locker room. Some of those picks, been through two picks. That pick six, really, the game was really already at the time 24-3, but that really put a dagger in the Steelers at the end.
So what did listen, I don't think Ben played well. I think he's just pretty much another guy out there these days, but on that one, Dan Moore got pounded into his arm. He didn't get a chance to complete his throw. I'm asking honestly, on that one, should you just hold the ball and take a sack there or what?
I don't know.
That was not, to my way of thinking, that's not his fault.
Because he couldn't step into the ball. But Mike Hilton read that. He stepped into that. I think if Ben would have zinged it, Mike Hilton was already in position to make a play there. And so, yeah, you're right. There was an obstacle in that situation there for Ben. He couldn't step into his ball, so it floated. But you got to give credit to Mike Hilton. He read it, and he drove on the ball.
Should they have kept Mike Hilton here?
Hindsight's 20/20. Now you look at it, absolutely, at the time,
I said
didn't
it
think it
before.
Was worth the money.
I think a lot of people said it before.
Yeah,
the guy was such a weapon for them.
I've learned that the Steelers, more times than not, make good decisions on personnel. Would you agree? More times than not, they do.
Not lately, no. For the most part, you look at like Colbert's entire track
largely,
record.
Largely, they've done a good job. So I usually tend to go with and trust in their evaluation. They felt like, you know, when you come into this season, they had some guys they thought that would progress and develop, and they didn't develop the way that they thought. And then there was misjudgment there. And they thought they could move Cam Sutton inside and let him play that slot corner, and maybe he could be, you know, close to the level that Mike Hilton's at. We're seeing right now that what they anticipated didn't work out.
How about letting Ingram go? Not being able to work it out with him. I got to think he would have helped them, you know, without TJ in there. And, I mean, now you're seeing Tuska and Taco Charlton. I mean, why couldn't they work that out with him?
I just think that they realized that it wasn't going well and it was going to get worse. And he must have said something, or he must have done something. You know, that's one of the things with COVID, guys. We're not able to get in that locker room
right,
and see the things that we were typically able to see. And so something, you know, had to have been said. Something had to have been done. There had to have been an attitude. They thought we probably just need to cut our losses and move on because this isn't going to work. But you're right. We would love to have him out there right now, especially with TJ Watt down. To have that caliber of a player would be huge for this defense.
Did you steal my glasses, Hokie?
I did.
Do you have them?
They're on my head.
Ron, do you see my glasses? Where are they? I just bought these last night.
I think you left them with Horse.
Did you go in there when you ordered the toasted cheese, the grilled cheese for everybody?
The grilled cheeses are on the way.
Are they going to be here by noon while Chris is here?
They'll be here at 11:40, although I can't control that. I can only control the controllables, Ron. They said 11:45.
That's right. That's what Mike Tomlin wants, to control the controllables.
That's right. Thoughtfully non-rhythmic we are here. I want to ask you about music next and Chase Claypool and what it was like when you were around and if Ben is the party pooper and all that coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, Chris, one of the big stories of the week was Monday when our very own Jim Colony asked Chase Claypool. He pointed out that Minka and Joe Schobert had both commented on practice, whether they needed to take it more seriously. Minka said the pace of practice needed to pick up. So Colony said, you have any suggestions?
Yeah.
And Claypool said, how about some music to make it more fun?
Have
how about
some
that?
Fun. Dance a little bit.
You know, and there's been a lot of references over the last month about practice and how that's where they can get better. And so you start to think, you know, that maybe there's not the attention to detail that they should have in these practices, because practice is really where you've got to fix some of these problems they're having right now. And when you have your veteran leaders and guys that have been around the game for a long time at the NFL level say, hey, we can pick up the tempo in practice, right? Starters maybe can get more reps, or, you know, we get better execution in practice. And then you have a young guy who has struggled at times. He's made some big catches in this game, but he has struggled at times this year with drops, right? With penalties. I think he leads the NFL.
Falling down.
I think he leads the NFL in penalties.
He does.
Nine penalties in the NFL.
How about falling down?
Falling down. I mean, he's had his struggles more than most. And then the question is, when you know, what can you do to improve in practice? Or, you know, that was the intent of the question. And he says, music. To me, it shows that there is a disconnect there. There's a disconnect, and this guy, you know, played at Notre Dame. This guy was a second round draft pick. This guy been in the Steelers now for a year and a half, 2 years, and that was a big missed moment, right? And he just it seemed like he totally tone deaf, didn't get it that he missed that shouldn't have missed. I mean, that shows what's kind of going on in that locker room right now.
Is that Tomlin's fault? Is that Ben's fault? Is it Hayward's fault? Is it all their fault?
No,
I mean, who would have policed? Jerome would have policed this in your day.
I think the culture. I think it's completely different than when I was there, Cookie. I really do. I really think that the culture with these guys coming in with social media, and it's been well documented that Chase, you know, wants to follow in the footsteps of Juju, right, and wants the TikTok and wants all the followers and wants to have the commercials, and so this is how you do it. And it's kind of like, even though he may have known that wasn't the answer, that's going to promote him, right? We're talking about him. Right, and that's unfortunately kind of the deal right now with this era is that they want to be on social media. They want to have it's not about keeping the main thing, right?
Did you guys have any music in the locker room when you played? It was totally silent. Or
in the locker
or
room, we didn't have music. I don't remember having music. It was just quiet in there, and it wasn't quiet. People were talking. We were teammating, if you will, right? And playing games and shooting balls in the hoops and playing ping pong and playing shuffleboard and doing all those things. We were interacting with each other. We weren't listening to music and we were able to talk. In the weight room, we had music. There was weight room music, right? And there was no music on the field. I was always of the mindset, and this is the old school mindset, Starkey, that you know, you should be able to get yourself ready to play. You don't need music to get yourself ready to play. You're professional.
Right. I mean, guys listen to it in the locker room to get ready to play.
Your headphones on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And guys can do that with their own headphones. I remember being brought up by my D-line coach at BYU, who was always like, I don't want to see you with headphones on. He goes, you don't need headphones. You don't need music. You should get yourself ready to play. And that's an old school mentality. I didn't agree with that, but that was kind of my mindset.
What'd you listen to get ready for a game? Little Peter, Paul, and Mary?
I listened to my own thoughts. I didn't have any music in my
No headphones before
I didn't
the
have
game.
Any headphones.
No.
But there's nothing wrong with anybody that has that. I think that's everybody has their own thing. Like even like with anything, any type of exercise, any type of competition, music kind of gets you hyped up, and I totally get it. For me, I was brought up in a different mindset.
Little Engelbert Humperdinck, Ron?
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, I don't know if that gets you ready. Yeah. Frank Sinatra, but I'll tell you, you know, some there's some music that gets you pumped up, gets that blood flowing, and I'm totally for that if that's what gets guys ready to play. But if you put music on in a locker room, there is a group of people that just don't want music, and so if you want music, put your headphones on.
You know, we recognize that the Steelers' warts, and there are many. How about what's going on in Cleveland with the Browns?
Yeah,
they are like falling apart. Did you see that?
You had Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt's dad come out and criticize Mayfield, Odell Beckham Sr. career. I mean, where are they going? We're both starting to think they're going to split ways.
Well,
with Mayfield.
And that's the disconnect there, right? You have these dads or these family members that are coming out and criticizing Baker Mayfield, OBJ, same thing.
And his wife's coming out and defending him publicly.
Then you have a guy. Let me kind of juxtapose that with this. Then you have a guy like Kurt Warner, Hall of Famer,
yeah,
right, MVP when he played. Knows quarterbacking, right? He comes out and says, I don't know what these guys are seeing because I watched Baker Mayfield and what they're saying about Baker Mayfield is even true. That's Kurt Warner. Has no interest. I mean, never played for the Browns. Has no connection. He just comes out and gives his professional opinion. And so that's the problem is you have these emotional posts that are breaking up, that are destroying any type of camaraderie, any type of good feeling and team in a locker room. With parents or family members that don't have a clue of what's going on.
It's terrible. And now, let me ask you this. If you're the Browns, are you going to invest the big money in Mayfield or do you let him go?
Well, listen,
they've been looking for a quarterback forever.
Who are you going to go out and get?
I'm asking
You're not going to go get, like the Steelers think they're going to, like, you know, I heard that, you know, people think they're going to get Russell Wilson and give up 3 first-round draft picks. They're going to go get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's a few quarterbacks out there that are like that. You know, I don't see that happening, but I don't see the Steelers investing that kind of money. But there are a few. Baker Mayfield is still better than a lot of the quarterbacks that are starting in the NFL right now. And so I don't think he's in the bottom half.
You think these grilled cheeses will get here, Hokie?
Oh, man, I hope so. Because
what do you got? 10 more minutes in the building?
Yeah, I got.
I'd feel bad if Oki didn't get his, Ron.
You'd have to eat the second, the extra one.
Yeah, we could share it.
I just think you got to be careful. Let's put a bow on this conversation. You got to be very careful, and I would not be happy if my parent or my sibling or my uncle posted something.
How about his wife? What if your wife would
Baker
come
Mayfield's
out?
Wife, you know, or something like that.
You don't appreciate him. What if your wife would have come out and said, Chris needs to play more. He's done a great
Super
job.
Super frustrating.
You'd have been ticked.
I would have been embarrassed to walk
embarrassed,
in the locker room.
Embarrassed, exactly.
There's no question.
And you don't think I can't believe that Mayfield isn't.
Yeah.
But maybe
I'm sure he is. But what are you going to do? Are you going to come out and say I'm embarrassed to my wife?
Well, we also don't know what Baker's like in the room around the team. We don't know what kind of guy he is when the door is shut.
But when
maybe
it comes to
like
my
him.
Wife, I'm going to support my wife 100% because I love my wife. And so whether she's right or wrong, I'm supporting her.
Yeah, but you'd be ticked if she said that.
I would be ticked at her behind closed doors, right?
Right.
I'd be, come on, what are we doing? You know, I mean, it's not helping me. But on the outside, I'm of the mindset that you always support your wife.
Before we get to your prediction, quickly on the Ravens defense, what I see is they're getting better, like you mentioned. They're fast. Oue is a monster. Queen Bowser is really fast and troublesome. I think they're going to give the Steelers offense a lot of trouble. You?
I think they will, and I think it's just. But I think the Steelers are going to play better. I think they're going to be able to equalize that a little bit. But they do have some. This Patrick Queen is a good football player.
What leads you to believe the Steelers could run at all? Because the running game has just disappeared.
I don't think it's just the offensive line. I think that I kind of watched the film, and I think Najee's kind of hit that wall a little bit. We always talk about that rookie wall. The guy has done a lot this season, and I am so encouraged for the future with Najee. But you know, all these guys that carry such a load throughout a season. They hit a point in their rookie year. And I'm hoping he can work his way through that with a little bit of rest and a little bit of maintenance on his body. But I don't think it's just all the O-line. I think it's O-line and it's Najee not maybe having that burst that he had a month ago that he will have in years to come because he'll be used to this rigorous schedule.
You see, I mean, the argument is there every year. Should you draft a running back in the first round? Look at Saquon Barkley hurt. McCaffrey's out now for the season. All the Ravens guys out there, yet they find guys to keep going. Was that a good pick?
Well, yeah.
Picking Najee when you see the offensive line in this kind of shambles.
I mean, listen, you see an offensive lineman, and he hits every play, but he's not running at someone from 8 yards away and taking on blows play after play after play. I mean, I'm hitting a guy. As offensive lineman, he's hitting me who's 2 yards away from him, right? And you're both – it's not like you can't get the momentum.
Right.
And so you're going to have those injuries. But I'll tell you what, you look like a Derrick Henry. That guy's given those guys a lot of good plays, a lot of good seasons. And you hope he can come back and play because he's just a true talent. You hope that Najee, you would think Najee has that talent. And I truly believe that he'll come back. He'll either get that energy back here in the next week or two and be able to give that burst the last four or five games of the season.
All right. What's your prediction? Final score?
This is a tough one because I want to see the Steelers win this game. I want to see him get back. I'm a Steeler at heart, and I don't like walking around Pittsburgh, and I don't like listening to the airwaves having them beaten up on our Steelers. But I think this is a tough task. I think the Steelers are going to struggle, especially if T.J. Watt can come back and play. If T.J. Watt can't play, some of these other injuries, I think it's a tall task for the Steelers. I think it's going to be much closer, but I think the Steelers are going to struggle to win this game.
What's the score going
to
be?
I think you're going to see a 21-17 Ravens win.
Not 41-10 anyway.
No, I think that their manhood is going to be challenged in that locker room this week. There's no question about it. I mean, for the way they got pushed around this last week, that is not Steeler-like. That's not Coach Tomlin-like. And Coach Tomlin, is, from all accounts that we got from the locker room, he had a few choice words for that team this week. I think you'll see a much better effort and much more physical team come Sunday at 4:25.
All right, Chris. I hope the grilled cheeses get here.
I know.
Your sake, this is an outrage.
I'm so happy that you
see.
Thought
if you
about
actually
me.
Believe he did this, I think he's just doing it to try to curry.
We're gonna.
I could have lied.
He's
I could have lied.
Something. Hey, you guys, listen. I got you those sandwiches. Hey, I need this.
Ron, I have a treat for you next.
I hope it's a toasted cheese.
Well, that. Better get here by noon or I'm calling to complain. Ben Charrington said a couple things. It's been an active week for the Pirates, believe it or not.
And until now, then it's going to shut down.
Well, everything's shut down now.
Right.
But I got a quote from him that left me scratching my head. I'm going to repeat it to you next and see what you think, and then we'll get back into Steelers-Ravens. I tend to agree with Chris. I think this is going to be a tough task against this team, given the talent level the Steelers are putting on the field. We'll talk about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.